visits. Hiya, Blanche. Guess who?
Oh, Madge. Come on in. If you come to borrow some sugar, forget it. We's all out.
No, no, honey. I just came over to
we's
see
We's all it. Out of honey, too.
Oh, listen. How's things going between you and the hubby?
Same as usual.
That bad, huh?
Well, Butch is standing on his own 2 feet again.
No kidding. He finally got a job?
Nah. They repossessed his car today. The Joik's in bed. Says he's sick. He just don't want to work, that's all.
Too bad. My Ralph never gets sick. No joint could stand him.
Oh! Look at this, will ya? My ironing board just smashed my foot. What next, I ask ya? What next?
Listen, we gotta do something, Blanche.
So what do you suggest, rob a bank? Madge, now wait a minute. I see that crazed look in your eyes again.
Nah, not a bank. Besides, it's Sunday. But I was just reading in the What's Happening column.
Yeah, so what's happening?
Look here, I'll tell you what's happening. They got 3 big meetings tonight.
I'm listening.
Yeah, well, look, there's the Bogie Yogi Seminar up in Beverly Hills. Then there's the National Science Convention downtown. And over on Watsika Avenue, the Hairy Krishmas are having, get a load of this, a love feast yet.
You crazy. We got no reason to go to no science contention, and least of all them Hairy Krishmas.
All right, right. But look, who's got more money than the yogis and scientists, I ask you, huh?
Yeah, but how's we going to pull it off without being recognized?
Recognized.
Hey, why are you putting Butch's coat and hat on for?
Ta-da! And who do I look like?
Butch, that lazy bum.
You's got it, kiddo, and you is gonna look like my Ralphie.
Oh, no. I feel a headache coming on.
Oh, now look, Blanche. We're talking mucho buckos here. Just think of it. New car. New ironing board. Heck, you can even hire a maid.
Yeah, keep talking.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go.
Wait, Butch and Ralph wear mustaches.
Hey, no problem. We cut some hair off my dog and glue them on.
Are you sure Fang won't mind?
So in conclusion to my lecture, remember, class, that I am you and you are me. And we are all together God. Yes, that is right. You and I are all one God. Actually, it is very easy to understand that it is all one. Ultimate peace can only be attained when we reach this universal consciousness. Furthermore, supreme perfection is understanding that, in reality, everything is void or nothing. This is the logical conclusion of the principle of oneness. It is a fact that what you see before you in this world is all false. Nothing is real. Perfection is therefore understanding nothingness. We have come from nothing, and we shall return to the same. I have come to your country all the way from the top of the Riviera. I mean the Himalayas. Through rain and snow, oceans and smog, I have come just to deliver this timeless wisdom to you poor misguided souls who are suffering in this abominable place, Beverly Hills. I am pure, humble sadhu. Yes, since you have all obviously forgotten that you are God, I have a personal mantra for each of you. This secret mantra will reveal your God self to you within a very short time. You may pick up your mantra by the pool from the girl in the bikini. Oh, that's just my secretary. For a nominal fee, of course, of $375. From you, I make no profit. Now, are there any questions? Yes. Oh, we do accept master charge. Thank you so much. Namaste.
Here he comes, Butch. Get ready. Hi there, Yogi.
Namaste.
Nice day to you, too.
What he means to say is, stick him up.
What? Why, you shall never get away with this.
What do you mean, us, Yogi? After all, I am you and you are me. So actually, you're holding the gun on us.
Hey, that was pretty good, Ralph. Stop putting your money in the bag, mister.
But gentlemen, I can't possibly give you any money. The, our landlady will come for my rent and she...
Ah, come on, Yogi. Where's your universal consciousness at, huh? I mean, the landlady is you, and you are you. So when the landlady comes to ask for the rent, it's just yourself asking for the rent.
Yeah, Yogi. And when the cops come to take you away, just remember, since everything is nothing, you'll have nothing to worry about.
Why, this is preposterous.
Don't take it so bad. Just try to see us robbing you as us helping you become perfect.
What nonsense is this?
Well, you just got through saying that perfection was realizing that everything is nothing. So when we get through robbing you, you're gonna have nothing and you'll be perfect.
Why me?
Take it easy, Yogi. Don't get mad at your fellow gods.
You are not gods. You are madmen.
No, we're not. We're the robbing gods, and you're the robbed god.
Hey, Butch, look in here. It ain't all one.
Really?
Yeah, I see some 20s and 50s in here. Wow.
Hey, Yogi, if it is all one, Dan, how come you don't wear a cotton ball instead of a short?
Yeah, Yogi, if it's all one, how come you don't eat dollar bills instead of going to the restaurant? Don't cry, Yogi. It's all false, remember? Everything that you see in this world is false. You did say so yourself, so what's the worry?
Yes, I did say that everything is false, didn't I?
Dan, that must mean that you're false too, right, Yogi?
Well, I...
And everything you say must also be false.
Now, wait a minute.
And don't get excited. You are right about one thing.
I am?
Yeah, you know, the void.
Oh, yes, the void. That's right.
And now that we just robbed you, you're completely void of all your money. Hey, come on, Butch. Let's get out of this place.
Yeah. Oh, Yogi, here's your cigarettes back. We don't smoke no Camels.
Is this really my secret mantra? Coca-Cola? I hate Coca-Cola.
But why? It's the real thing.
Hey! ladies and gentlemen, to sum up my essay on life comes from matter, I would like to say that it is common knowledge that the universe was created by an explosion, the Big Bang Theory. This explosion created primordial gases, which condensed into a liquid and then later into a solid mass, thus forming a gravitational field. From this primordial soup, the planets and stars as we know them have evolved. Life is nothing more than a total accident, simply a chance interaction of chemicals. That is correct. Life is a complete accident, which by chance has produced all the varieties of living organisms we find today. As you well know, science has analyzed that all forms, living and inert, are made of protons and neutrons, commonly referred to as molecules. But over and above this basic knowledge that we scientists have given mankind, there is one gift that we tend to overlook. And what is that gift? By knowledge of the true origin of the universe, as well as our own origin, we need no longer fear death, nor its primitive superstitions. Thank you, and good day.
Okay, Butch, you know what to do.
Hi there, Professor.
Well, hello, boys. Where did you two come from?
We just accidentally dropped in out of the sky.
Yeah, and by chance we happen to have a couple of guns here. Stick 'em up.
Now, wait a minute. Just what is the meaning of this?
Meaning? Why, there ain't no meaning. It's all happening by chance, remember?
Are you two crazy?
Hey, Butch, he's asking us if we're crazy.
Yeah, just start throwing your money in a bag, buddy, or I'll show you the real Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, Professor, you wouldn't want any accidents to happen now, would you?
Now, boys, take it easy. I've got two little kids and a wife at home.
Yeah, come on, Professor. You ain't got no wife and kids at home. I mean, you just got through saying that everything's all chemicals. So all you got at home is a bunch of protons and neutrons.
Hey, get a load of this, Ralph. Look at the pictures in his wallet.
Let me see. Oh, boy. She's the fattest proton I ever seen.
Yeah, and look at those ugly little molecules next to her.
Those happen to be my children.
Yeah, well, no apologies necessary.
You're nothing but a bunch of thieves.
Calm down, Professor. Just try to look at us robbing you as a chance interaction of chemicals.
Yeah, Butch. And those green chemicals sure do look good.
Professor, by chance, would you mind dropping your watch in the bag, too?
No, boys. Not my watch. It's a special gift from NASA. I really needed to schedule my appointments. Surely you can see that.
Ah, come on, Professor. You don't need to schedule any appointments. Everything's an accident, remember?
Yes.
So nothing's gonna happen on time anyway.
Hey, why are you so scared, huh? I thought you scientists have no fear of death.
Or it's primitive superstitions.
Well, after all, those are only hypothetical theories.
You mean you scientists get paid all this dough for making up hypothetical theories?
Looks like we're in the wrong business, huh, Butch?
Yeah.
Anyway, come on, we got enough. Let's get out of here.
Nice meeting your chemical composition, Professor.
Wait a minute. Here you go, Professor.
What's this for?
Well, just to show you that we ain't a bunch of real bad guys, here's a dollar. Go get yourself a bowl of primordial soup. Yeah.
Now we invite you to partake of our Sunday love feast, which will be held upstairs in the prasadam room. And after the feast, please be sure to come back into the temple room for a wonderful play. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Okay, Butch. They're all going out to eat that Sunday feast.
I'm going, too.
No, you ain't. Get back here.
But I'm hungry.
Well, we'll eat later. First, we take care of business. They're all gone now. She's alone. Let's get her.
Hi there, Harry.
Hare Krishna.
Stick him up.
Oh, is this a holdup?
Hey, Ralph, this girl's smart.
But just start putting your money in the sack and make it snappy.
Or we'll plug you full of holes, then you'll really be holy.
But I don't have any money.
Don't gimme that. Marble don't grow on trees, you know.
Listen, gentlemen, whatever money we do get, except for maintenance, we give to God, for everything belongs to God.
Oh, no. Not another one of them. We're all God guys. I suppose we're all one, right?
No, we're not all one. And we're not all God, either. But we are part and parcel of God, just as a drop of water in the ocean is qualitatively one with the ocean. But in quantity, it's different.
Hey, that was pretty good, Ralph.
We didn't come here for no lecture. Look, just toss the dough in the sack so we can get out of here.
But I...
You hoit him. Toss the dough in the sack.
Give me a chance to explain.
Chance? Now I suppose you're going to tell us that everything's happening by chance, huh?
Of course not. That's a ridiculous philosophy. Nothing happens by chance. No more than an explosion in a printing factory would produce an Encyclopedia Britannica.
Wow. That's really true, Ralph. This girl's got it.
Yeah, this girl's got it all right, and I want it, all of it, in the bag now.
But I told you.
Hey, yeah, how come you ain't afraid and shaking like those other two guys we robbed? Ain't you afraid we might kill you?
No, I'm not afraid for myself, but I am afraid for you.
What? You afraid for me?
Yeah, that's right. If you kill me, then you'll have to come back and take another birth to be killed yourself. These are the stringent laws of karma. Action and reaction, which have been set by God, by Krishna.
Hey, now hold everything. Just wait a minute. Are you nuts or something? Us come back and take another boy?
Wait a minute, Ralph. Remember back on 33rd Street at the church? And the priest saying about Jesus, as you sow, so shall you reap. Well, this is it. This is the same thing.
You I came to reap some loot. Not to hear no sermon. Now, looky, for the last time, start coughing the dough in the bag.
Actually, I do have some dough I can give you.
See? I knew she was holding out on us. And no funny stuff, either. These guns are loaded. You did load the guns this morning, right, Butch?
Here.
What's that?
It's called prasadam.
Run that by me again.
Prasadam. That's a samosa.
Samosa?
Yes, we make it out of whole wheat dough.
Oh, you are a funny one. Wasn't that hilarious? One more outburst and... Hey, Butch, what are you doing? Don't eat that. It might be poison. You remember what happened with Jim Jones?
But I'm hungry, Ralph. We never get anything decent to eat. Wow, this is great, Ralph. Fantastic. Try it.
Look, I didn't come here to eat. You eat. I want mine in the bag in cool, crisp, green lettuce. Get the picture, Harry?
Oh, no! It's the cops, Ralph! It's the cops, Ralph!
I know it's the cops. I know it's the cops.
What are we gonna do, Ralph? What are we gonna do?
I'll tell you what we're gonna do. Oh, you quit eating yourself. You're making me nervous. Here. You take these cymbals, and I'll take the conga drum. And, hey, give me this. We can put this cape over our heads so's we look like the Harrys. And as for you, Harry, not a word to the cops, or I'll blow you away. All right, come on now.
Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare.
Have any of you seen two thieves in here? What did he say?
I think he said,
All right, wise guy. Now, have you seen two thieves or haven't you?
Well, what'd they look like, officer?
They were about your heights.
Yeah.
And, even the same mustaches.
Oh, well, you know, come to think of it, I did see those two guys. Let's see, I believe they went that way. That way. Well, actually, I think they went over there through that curtain.
Thanks a lot, boys.
Yeah, have a nice day, officer. Krishna Hare. Boy, that was a close one. Huh, Blanche? Hey, Blanche, you can stop now. The cop's gone. Blanche, will you quit it? The cop's gone already. Blanche, will you shut up?
Calm down. Can't you see that Blanche is enjoying the nectar of the holy name?
Oh, yeah. Come to think of it, I never saw the girl so happy in my life.
And you can be happy, too.
You're kidding. Me be happy?
Just repeat after me. Hare.
Hare.
Krishna.
Krishna.
Hare.
Hare.
Krishna.
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 Hare.
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 Rama.
Rama.
Hare.
Hare.
Rama.
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 Hare.
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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare